8:39.
That's 1 hour.
That's exactly 1 hour. Yeah. Mr. Ramos.
excuse me. I would move to approve a pay increase of 5% retroactive to January 1, 2024, and a 100% OPRS cost pickup starting at the first OPRS pay period in July of 2024 through the end of calendar year 2024 for our director, Christine Wick.
Thank you.
All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Humphrey seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
How about our...
Mr. Ramos?
Fiscal officer.
I would make a motion to approve a pay increase of 4% retroactive to January 1, 2024 for the Deputy Fiscal Officer, Melanie Smithy.
Second.
Mr. Humphrey seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes.
Can I ask, is that based on the current rate of pay?
That's correct. All
right. And that's permanent?
That's correct.
Permanent.
Okay, good.
All right.
I have a question about the 100% OPRS pickup. We need to have a letter set to OPRS for that. We need, like we did last year for her 50%.
Okay.
And get that together. And you said, when is that effective?
It's going to be the first, because I believe the OPRS pay periods are a little different than the regular pay period, the way I was explained to that by our previous fiscal officer. Maybe not.
We've already passed the first.
Right. It's going to be July.
It's going
to be July.
It's 100.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not what I heard.
100% OPRS pickup effective with the first OPRS pay period in July 2024 through the end of year 2024. So essentially, it's 6 months at 100% versus 50% for like the full year.
So we're continuing the 50% at this time?
No.
July?
No.
No.
Goes back to full now. I mean, it's at full now, I would guess, in July.
The 50% from last year should have ended the end of 2023.
Yep.
I don't know that. I think it got started late.
It should have.
You could not go retroactive.
Right.
Correct, and it still should have ended 2023. So that would stop, and the 100% pickup will start with the first OPRS pay period in July.
Or, Chris, are you saying that it started?
Started at some after in.
So that should have been 12 months at 50%,
right?
So according 12 full, effect, like,
I understand
what we're
saying
is that it
But I
wasn't
thought that
paid.
That discussion that we had was that we recognized it couldn't be retro, and we were starting from that March pay period forward to the end of the year. That was calculated into that.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
But if we haven't turned it off with a letter to PERS, we'll do that.
Yes.
We have not.
Well, then we should, and then we'll live with that.
So what would... Is it so easier
the 50-
to leave it as it is for the whole year, then?
No, we'll live with it
okay.
for up until we close it.
Gotcha.
Until we can get a letter off to close it. And then we'll start again the first pay period in July.
With the 100% pickup.
100%.
Through
the
end of year. Yep.
Close it at the end of the year.
You have that, Melanie?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All good? Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right, so just for housekeeping, and this was not on the agenda, so we just need to put those back on. The next meeting date is February 26th.
We did not make it?
No. Fell off of mine. So February 26th is our next meeting. Hopefully we will be a board of seven. Fingers crossed. Any other items for discussion or comment before we call for a motion to adjourn?
I'd like to make another motion.
Okay.
To adjourn.
I'll second that.
All right, Mr. Remus makes a motion to adjourn. Mr. Humphrey seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
None are opposed, so we are going to adjourn at 8:44. 8:44.